what's more important, beating the Celtics or extending the streak? Also, there is a fight going on social media about Kevin Stefanski running the ball or not running the ball. And I'm like, well, it's Ken Dorsey now. And I'm like, I don't think people care anymore. I think they just want to yell at the Browns, which is, by the way, which is fine. That's fine.
And bring up a text I'm getting here.
Yeah.
A couple of different friends. And I know even my son,
do whatever
my
youngest, you want.
My family doesn't care about the Cavs as much as I do. You know, my wife will go to games with me. She enjoys the time out on the town, being downtown, and we go to a game and we'll go get dinner and things like that. But for the most part, she doesn't care what the Cavs do, especially in November. My children don't. They aren't basketball players. They don't get into it. But they have asked, like, are we watching this game tonight? They're excited about it. And it's not because it's the Celtics. It's because it's the streak. I'm getting
texts
from friends that are telling me they went to the game on what they play Friday night, said they went to the game on Friday night, and then on Sunday their wife came in and was like, hey, it's 6 o'clock. It's time for tip-off. Are we watching? They're talking about watching this game together as a family tonight. That would not be happening if the Cavs were 12-3
right now. Gather around the television and watch Kevin Harlan.
Meemaw, peepaw, it's time for Cavaliers basketball.
Don't make me laugh. I'm going to start coughing. All right. It's not. You're not wrong. I'm not saying. Damn it. This is a show of general
it's
interest.
It's fine. You're in the corner right now.
I am in the corner.
Hopefully your caller friends will help you out. They lost, too.
My who friends?
Your caller friends.
I mean, no, they're winners. But let me tell you this, which I'm also getting texts from friends.
I'm streaking on this topic.
Friends who are Steelers fans who are talking about how they're going to go to the game on Thursday. I'm like, great. Fantastic. Awesome. Hope you have fun. We're very hospitable at 2-8. We are a show of general interests. So we want people to be interested in all the other things that are going on. The Cavs frog and let them know, and the courts and everything. That's fine. But me, as a person who's supposed to know more about these matters, at least I'm supposed to.
I would hope so. You host the number one sports talk show in town.
And
I
you're GD right, buddy boy.
I would
you're
hope
GD
you
right.
know more about it than the average person.
And I'm saying, in the grand scheme of things, what's actually more important is beating the Celtics. To show that you can beat them. Not the gentleman's sweep that happened last year while I was on vacation. Because I take this very seriously.
That's
so
how
seriously.
You take it.
I went on a cruise with a bunch of elderly people during the playoffs.
Now, we did beat
like a
them.
Cavs vacation during the playoffs.
We're number one, baby.
We did show last year in March when we were healthy that we could beat them.
We or them?
The Cavs.
Oh, because we haven't been healthy for a while.
Yeah, they did beat them. It was a great come from behind win at home in overtime.
Yes. That was inconsequential is what you're saying?
No. I'm just saying that you said it's going to be important to show you can beat them.
Yeah.
But they did that last year in the regular season.
Yeah, but they didn't.
And it was in March, too.
They had JB as the head coach.
They did.
And Donovan or Darius wasn't healthy. Ah.
So you don't believe in Kenny Atkinson at all is what you're saying.
Okay. I believe in Kenny. No, I'm saying I believe in Kenny Atkinson. JB was the head coach. It didn't matter as much with JB. You're supposed to have gotten better now that you had a new head coach.
It's not going well for you, Kenny.
It's going extremely well for me. It's supposed to go better with a new head coach. And it's supposed to go better with a healthy Darius Garland, who everybody wanted to run out of town last year. What are you saying about Darius Garland now?
I want to run him
back into town.
Everybody, yeah.
He's been awesome.
Back to the phones here. Jack and Lorraine, you're next up on the fan.
Thanks for taking my call. And Ken, I love agreeing with you, but you are so far off base right now.
Oh, come on, Jack.
The streak is way more important because of a couple of things. One, every game they win sets a new Cavs record, which means something. If they reach 24 or beyond, they're now in NBA record books. Again, important, not necessary, but important. And then this game against the Celtics tonight, if we only win this game and lose the next three, this game means nothing. The only way the game against the Celtics means anything is if we go 3-1 or 4-0 against them. If we go 2-2 or anything less, this game means nothing. So the streak is definitely more important.
I disagree. Let me tell you why. Do you know who holds the overall record?
Yes.
Who is it?
Golden State.
All right. Who is tied with us right now?
Three other teams.
See? You know, it's not that important.
Three other teams.
Say what?
I do know we're tied with three other teams. I don't know who they are, but I
think it's only two other teams.
It's like 1948 Washington Capitals and the 92-93 Houston Rockets.
There you go. Thank you very much. I mean, Jack, listen, it's not like you're wrong. I can't say you're wrong. It's a big deal, okay? It's just different degrees of right, I guess. This is the semantic arguments of sports.
We're not in a bad space here. This is not like when we're talking about the Browns.
It's a good thing. It's a very good thing right now.
All of these are positive things.
Josh and Bria, you're next up on the Fan.
It's tough because they kind of coincide, but I agree with you, Ken. It's more important to beat Boston, and this is the reason why. A, it's a cup game. So you're not getting a Boston.
It is a cup game. You agree with me.
Wait, you're getting a Boston team that's going to want to win because essentially if they lose
the cup
game,
bigger than all of this.
That's a third option,
yeah.
Josh.
We didn't even have a third option. Now it's a cup game.
Boom.
Yeah. So
take cup down game. The
and ball, that's my A point. That's my point A.
So you're not agreeing.
Here's my point B. Well, I am agreeing with that because it's important. It's a important game.
Talk as long as you want, Josh.
They lose to keep the streak alive. So then I guess I agree with
you. Talk as long as you want. Yeah, because you agree with me.
And then B, it validates the streak even more because you got these weirdos who are saying that, oh, we haven't faced anyone really. The East is weak, blah, blah, blah. So if you beat the Celtics, now you're 16-0. You're validating your streak and all the process you've put in throughout the season so far, showing that you have a method to your madness.
I feel like Indiana football right now. Everybody's saying we haven't beaten anybody.
Exactly. I Googled you. And then C, you're keeping the frog alive, baby. The frog will be even stronger. Guys, it'll grow even bigger than the whole whatever this thing on social media is. We'll make it the team mascot. Him and Moondog are going to be, or her.
The frog shouldn't die.
Her and Moondog are going to be jumping around, dunking at half court and all that stuff. So, yeah, we'd love to see the vibes just stay up. But beating the Celtics is more important.
The frog shouldn't die. The frog shouldn't die if they lose. Eventually, they're going to lose a basketball game. There's 82. Josh, thank you for the call. There's 82 of them. Eventually, they're going to lose one. The frog shouldn't just go away because they lost a basketball game.
I want to know if the team formally adopts the frog, if they could merge.
Well, that's what makes it better that they don't adopt it.
Well, the costume belongs to somebody, so you're going to have to pay.
They have acknowledged right now.
For that frog. You can't just make him her.
Well, I wonder if there are some insiders with the team that think that the frog cannot be bigger than the existing mascot.
Of course.
Boy, that's a hell of a thing I didn't even think about.
Is there jealousy
developing? Get Nick Barlage on the phone right now. Find out.
Do you think the Cavs frog can participate in the wiener races, the sausage races, hot dog races?
They're
beg
hot
your pardon.
Dogs.
Thank
Come
you.
On.
So I get them mixed
yeah,
up.
Yeah, why not?
I like a sausage. Jordan in North Homestead, you're next up on the Fan.
Yes, how you?
Jordan, you're breaking up. Try it again. Are you there?
How you guys doing today?
Jordan, you're breaking. I'm sorry, buddy. Try again here.
Jordan,
Jeff,
your streak is back to zero.
Jeff in Cleveland Heights, you're next up on the Fan. Yellow.
Hey guys, the streak doesn't matter at all, and here's why. How many games did the Indians win in a row in 2017? 22. Golden State won 24 in a row in 16 or whatever year it was. They went 73-9. None of that matters because they blew a 3-1 lead in the NBA Finals. The Indians didn't win the World Series. What matters is beating good teams and proving that you're a legitimate contender.
Jeff, thank you very much. You see what you do
for me?
You're
welcome,
Ken. Yeah, thank you, friend. Jeff just took care of it, man.
It's so great that you've brought in the callers to do what. Why do you even show up to work now?
Well, I'm just
let him do your bidding.
Call
it the call-in show with Anthony Lima.
People don't agree with me just because I'm a nice guy to them. They agree with me because I make salient points and I'm correct.
Oh, is that right?
I agree.
I'm not yelling at anybody. I yell at you guys. I don't yell at them. At least I try not to.
Just wait till those callers get a stapler thrown through the phone at them.
No one's throwing staples.
Yeah, that'll change your mind very
No
fast.
One throws water bottles. James in Middlefield, home of the Amish. You're next up on the Fan. Hello.
Yeah, he's definitely lying. He was yelling at me, actually.
Thank you, James.
It was terrible.
Never yelling at you.
Anyways, okay, so my point I'm calling in about, 15-0, were they playing defense? Huh? Do you get to 15-0 with no defense?
No, you play some defense. They play defense.
Thank you, and that's it. Okay, and talking about the Celtics, man, it's a G-check where they're going to do over there. But I'm saying, like, man, 15. Okay, if the Celtics are – if they were 14-1 going into this game, right, you got to beat the C's, dude. They're the team won last year. You got to show up
and show
in
out.
Their barn. And you gotta flex on.
You bet
them,
your right? ass. You bet
okay,
your ass.
So
yes,
we're on the same page.
Yes,
so
we
like,
are.
It's not. But the
you're
question
happy to be
you
on
were
the same
page
as this.
Same page. I'm on the wrong chapter.
Yeah.
You're about to. Oh God.
I'm writing a new one right now.
God in heaven. Sweet tip music.
James agreed with me, and I'm marking him
is
down in agreement.
Confucius
most people agree with
in?
Me.
9:34.
Wow.
What's the poll say on the internet?
Yeah, where are we at right
on
now?
On the Twitter.
79.6 of idiots agree with you.
Wow.
Woo! You hear that, everybody?
I'm okay losing this poll, though.
Oh,
that's fine.
Oh, baby!
Either way.
79% agree.
I think this is the one where we're glossing over the big picture is we all want the same outcome.
Yeah.
We all want the same outcome.
I wanted a bigger landslide than Donald Trump. This is amazing. Wow.
Still count votes, by the way.
Posing as hard as I can. Stop the count, if you will.
It's tightening up.
Are there still 20 million missing somewhere?
No.
Or is it 40 million?
You just had to be patient. Wait for those votes to come in.
Ah, indeed.
They're all in the swamp.
Well, someone's going to have to drain it to find them now, aren't they?
You blew your leaves into it.
That's enough of our political puns. Podcast coming up after the show, 92.3 The Fan Extra on the free Odyssey app at 10:15. It obviously, listen, we're having fun. It's all semantic arguments because you can't do one without the other. If you lose the Celtics, the streak ends. If you beat the Celtics, the streak continues. It's not just about that. I do want to prove something to them tonight. I know that it can't all be proven. And if they bring back Kristaps Porzingis, which they eventually will because of the injury, that will change the complexion of a lot of these things. Because if you go back to 2022, as Owen so rightfully said, you know, they were missing certain pieces in 2022, were they not? When the Cavs beat them 2 out of 3 times, and yeah. What was it, back-to-back meetings that they had beaten them in?
Yeah, in like the second week of
the
season.
So there were pieces, I forget the pieces that were missing off the top of my head, but I know that there were pieces missing before that. So, but I think it goes back to what Dan Shaughnessy says, is that I'm looking for anything in terms of the tea leaves that I can read that tells me that this team is Eastern Conference Finals legitimate, can compete with Boston. And for Dan Shaughnessy, it's like, I just want to see a competitive game. Okay, I want to compete. I want to see a competitive game. And I also want to be a competitive basketball
team.
If
the Cavs
He's
win
seen
tonight,
it all, I haven't.
If the Cavs win tonight, you don't think it's changing like the finals odds, do you?
No. But I think my outlook of them can change a little bit. Not dramatically. It can change a little bit, yes. I think so.